This is Take Care, a health and wellness show produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Catherine Loper.
And I'm Jason Smith.
For the latest in health, we have more on our youngest citizens and why where you grow up can have an effect on your overall health and wellness.
It's an interesting concept, one that's been important in everything from political discussions to suburban sprawl.
About a decade ago, the world officially became a majority urban planet. With that comes some significant advantages. Urban children have better access to healthcare, education, water, sanitation, even energy. It's what some call the urban advantage.
But as with most things, there's another side to the story. A paradox. Not all children fare well. A substantial part of the urban population is being left behind. It's actually to the point where the most disadvantaged children in urban areas are worse off than children in rural areas.
A recent report from UNICEF covers both the so-called urban advantage and the paradox. We'll dig deeper with Lawrence Chandy, UNICEF Director of Data Research and Policy.
First, we'll get Chandy's definition of the urban advantage.
Most people choose to live in urban areas. There's a sort of pull which draws them to urban areas in the first place. And when they're in those urban areas, they have an advantage of densities, which means they have greater proximity to services. They typically also have higher incomes because there are higher income earning opportunities in urban settings. And often cities are better able to mobilize resources. So that's able to sort of finance better services and infrastructure for people who live in those areas.
That last part, though, it's not a blanket statement. The advantages of living in an urban setting don't exist for everyone. That's where the paradox comes in.
Many cities these days are unplanned, so density is actually relatively low. There are also particular threats that children face in urban settings, and not just children, I guess their families more broadly. So there are risks from the environment and with health. There are road accidents, there's air pollution. And we also think of cities as being places that are often quite unequal. So what we try to do in our report is to sort of tease out, how does the effect net out? Is it better to be in urban areas or not?
If you're interested in learning more, the UNICEF report that covers all of this is called Advantage or Paradox. In it, this breakdown of the urban advantage is covered in detail. Researchers had to determine not only how children were faring in these urban areas, but also define what urban means.
We try to see how different kids did in different settings and try to also look beyond the averages. It's not the most straightforward thing to do because in different countries, the sort of definition of what is an urban area versus a rural area differs, but we did the best we could with the data and tried to tease out what exactly it meant for the average child and for children who are particularly well off or the poor. And so, yeah, a huge amount of number crunching.
Looking ahead here for a minute, now that we know what living in a city means in terms of the health and success of younger generations and what kind of urban setting makes the biggest difference, can't we plan for this? The unfortunate reality is that most cities are already established.
You see that the urban inequities are especially large. That's the difference between the haves and the have-nots within urban areas. Those inequities are especially large in a region like Africa, where sort of urbanization has occurred in a relatively unplanned way. So you have these sort of sprawling cities, and as a result, living in a city still might mean you're a long way from services. You have to travel very far, whether to get to school or to go to a doctor. You probably don't benefit from urban infrastructure, so you don't have good sanitation services to your household. So certainly poor planning does seem to be a factor.
There are some caveats with the report's findings, though. One is averaging the data. Doing so actually masks large inequities in urban areas.
We also found that urban advantage was sometimes larger and sometimes smaller, depending on what we were measuring. So, for example, in urban areas, you see much better education access than in rural areas, whereas on issues like immunization, the difference isn't quite so big.
And if you control for wealth,
when you take an urban family and a rural family at equivalent levels of income, you don't really see any urban advantage at all. That urban advantage seems to disappear.
Researchers in the report narrowed down some of the biggest issues contributing to urban inequality. Chandy has more on those.
We're still trying to make sense of that exactly, but we know that urban income inequality is an issue. I think that anyone can see that who lives in a city. I live in New York and you see that every day. But I think part of it is also kind of how the urban authorities try or don't try to provide services, extend services to the poorer members of their cities. And that includes the issues like housing and transport. I think there's sort of issues of social inclusion and exclusion which factor in here. I assume this plays out differently in all different types of ways, but there are certainly some of the cases we found were really, really stark differences, right, between those in urban areas who benefit from all that urban advantage and those who are excluded. So just as you have infrastructure which really benefits many urban kids, that same infrastructure, if it's not extended to everyone, if it's not universal, leads to the kind of deprivation which we tease out in our report.
And it's not just kids in cities who are suffering. It's been known for some time that those outside of urban areas, in rural places across the world, have less access to things like healthcare, transportation, education, and more. We asked how children in rural areas compare to those in urban settings.
In many countries, you find the urban poor who are actually the poorest of them all. So they're actually faring worse than their rural counterparts. So the story, when one's looking on aggregate or averages, is an urban advantage. But once we look beneath those averages, you start to see some pretty stark outcomes for the urban poor.
So how do we do better?
I think one of the things that we really wanted to stress in this report is that there are these unique factors that contribute to urban welfare that are different from in rural areas, and we want to be able to monitor those closely. So some of those issues I talked about at the top of our conversation around issues such as air pollution and road safety, these are things which you're going to want to monitor uniquely in urban settings. You could equally think about issues like the availability and price of housing. For us, the important issue here is that we are monitoring issues that are salient to people's welfare in urban settings, and those are often unique. I think that's an important piece to recognize, that there are different factors that contribute to people's welfare in an urban setting. So it's really important that we monitor those uniquely.
We spoke to Lawrence Chandy about the UNICEF report, Advantage or Paradox? The Challenge for Children and Young People of Growing Up Urban. He's Director of Data, Research, and Policy at UNICEF.